Blessed are
the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed
are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are
today, tomorrow, and forever media. Using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
Hello, this is Carol Monaco of Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media with another edition of our Mission Improbable podcast series. Today, January 10th, 1870, I am with the Little Sisters of the Poor at their new home in Louisville, Kentucky. With me is Mother Marie de la Concepcion, Mother Foundation, as the sisters call her. Mother, it's been 2 years since we last had you on our show, and I understand you've been quite busy since then. How many homes have you founded since the last time we were together?
Yes, we've been constantly on the move since we arrived in America, and God has been with us each step of the way. In 1868, we founded houses in Brooklyn, Cincinnati, and New Orleans. This past year, we've begun homes in Baltimore, St. Louis, Philadelphia, and here in Louisville.
And which city has given you the warmest welcome?
Oh, I'm not going to answer that question. Everywhere we've gone, the work has attracted the sympathy of all classes and races. At the same time, the homes have been filling with old people of all nationalities, without distinction of origin. Here in Louisville, for example, Father Lelièvre came ahead of us to search for a suitable location to make the foundation. The sisters had already arrived from France and were waiting at the house in Brooklyn. He searched all over the city for 10 days with no success. Discouraged, he returned to Bishop McCloskey and explained the situation. The bishop showed us extraordinary kindness, offering to lend us an estate he had recently purchased for use as a seminary, but for which he did not yet have the necessary personnel. So he loaned us the building for 1 year at the cost of $1. The sisters arrived from Brooklyn on September 22nd and made the foundation. Divine providence has provided for us according to our needs. Within a few days, our house was furnished with beds, tables, chairs, kitchen utensils, and provision of all kinds. We were quite overcome with gratitude towards the good God, who disposed so well people's hearts in our favor.
How was your first Christmas in Louisville?
Wonderful. Several of the residents received Holy Communion for the first time in many years. Seeing their joy made us little sisters so happy. Then there were all the gifts we received. Two hotels have proven to be wonderful benefactors. The Louisville Hotel donates leftovers every day, and they send some special treats for the residents during the Christmas season. The Galt House Hotel is also very good to us. On Christmas Day, they asked us to bring our horse and wagon over at noon, and instead of giving us leftovers like we expected, they filled the wagon with all kinds of freshly made food for the residents' Christmas dinner. Everything was delicious, and they were so happy. The elderly felt like kings and queens. Then the next day, several French women came to see us. Although not wealthy themselves, they very much wanted to help us. One of them, an artist, donated a painting she had just completed, and the women organized a raffle for our benefit. With the proceeds, they bought us a cow. Everyone is thrilled to have more milk on hand for their coffee. and milk is very nourishing for the sick. The same ladies also gave us a dozen chickens, so now we have plenty of eggs. As you can see, we are well provided for here.
The little sisters speak so often of divine providence and of Saint Joseph. What exactly is meant by the words divine providence?
Providence is God's wise plan for the universe and the carrying out of that plan by his loving governance. The Vatican Council, which is now meeting in Rome, just wrote that God, in his providence, watches over and governs all the things that he made, reaching from end to end with might and disposing all things with gentleness. I think those words will be used for many years to come.
That's awesome. Was that on the Pope's Twitter feed?
Excuse me? The Pope's what?
Never mind. But please, tell me more about providence.
What else can I say? We believe that God sees everything on earth and cares for all, from the poor and the lowly to the great events of the world and its history. He takes care of everything, even our smallest needs. Jesus asks us for childlike abandonment to the providence of our Heavenly Father. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat?" or "What shall we drink?" Your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. That is one of my favorite scriptures. We believe that God is always watching over us and taking care of us. We like to say, if God fills the house, he will not abandon it. Or, if God is with us, it will be accomplished. And Father Lelièvre always says, I know and am perfectly certain that of all the calculations I may make, the wisest is to abandon myself to him.
But how does God work out his plan in ordinary everyday life? You can't actually see him, can you?
Well, not exactly. At least not in the way I think you mean. But with the eyes of faith, we do see God at work, in people and in circumstances. It's like he leaves clues or traces behind him. Like when someone walking through the forest leaves breadcrumbs or little stones behind to mark the trails he's taken. We can all be collaborators with God's will, entering into his loving plans through our actions, our prayers, and our sufferings. When we cooperate with God in this way, we become the instruments of his providence and co-workers for his kingdom.
So would you say that you little sisters are co-workers with God because you let him use you to bring his love to the elderly? Is that what you mean?
Yes. And the people who help us by providing for our needs are also the instruments of God's providential love. Every day, we see signs of God's love and care through the things people do for us. The goodness of other people is like a reflection of God's own goodness, a visible sign of his love.
And what about Saint Joseph? Where does he fit in?
Saint Joseph was the head and provider of the Holy Family, and we little sisters have taken him as our father, in the image of our Heavenly Father, whose providence watches over little ones. I like to think of it this way. Knowing that we cannot literally see him, God the Father gave us Saint Joseph, who once walked this earth taking care of Jesus and of the Virgin Mary, and whom we can easily picture to remind us that we always have a Father who is watching over us. I often ponder the scenes in the Bible where Saint Joseph is present, like when he took Mary to Bethlehem for the census and found a safe place for her to give birth. It wasn't ideal, but it was all there was, and Joseph made the best of it. Then they had to flee to Egypt. That must have been scary, but it kept Mary and her child safe until they could return to Nazareth and settle down into a real home to lead a quiet family life for 30 years. Saint Joseph always did the best he could to provide for his wife and son, and he does the same for us. He never lets us down. We have chosen Joseph as the patron of our congregation, and we named our mother house after him, La Tour Saint-Joseph. We've also chosen him as the patron of this house here in Louisville. The first thing we did when we arrived here, as we do in each foundation, was to place the statues of the Virgin Mary and of Saint Joseph that we brought from La Tour on the mantel. And then we knelt down and placed ourselves in their loving hands, asking them to watch over and bless this new home. When we run out of something that we need for the old people, like blankets or coal, flour, butter or coffee, even beer, we tell Saint Joseph about it in a prayer, and sometimes we leave the object in front of his statue as a little reminder, and he always sends someone to us with just the needed item.
Listening to you, I understand that Saint Joseph is more important than I ever realized. Did you know that later this year, Pope Pius IX will proclaim him patron of the Universal Church?
How could I possibly know that if it hasn't happened yet?
Well, it's true. I found out through our special time warp technology. I have it from a reliable source that on December 8, 1870, Pope Pius IX will declare Saint Joseph patron of the Universal Church, saying that when God sent his only begotten Son to earth, he made Joseph the Lord and chief of his household and possessions, the guardian of his choicest treasures. Then in a few years, our next pope, Leo XIII, will write an encyclical on Saint Joseph, encouraging the faithful to have recourse to him in what he will describe as troubled times. It is then natural and worthy that as the Blessed Joseph ministered to all the needs of the family at Nazareth and girded about with his protection, he should now cover with the cloak of his heavenly patronage and defend the Church of Jesus Christ, he will write.
Well, I don't know about all of those things that haven't happened yet, but what I do know is that we, little sisters, have a strong and powerful patron and protector in Saint Joseph. And I know that when we place our confidence in Providence and in God's chosen servant, all things are possible. Unconditional confidence in divine Providence is the guarantee of the spiritual and apostolic fruitfulness of our congregation. Father Lelievre recently asked me a funny question, kind of a riddle. When our Lord sent out his workers to build his church, he gave them neither gold nor silver. From what did they make their capital? He asked me. Before I could answer him, he answered his own question. From confidence in God, I think it says it all.
Yes, Mother, it sure does. I've learned so much today. I've been trying to sell my house for several months with no success. Do you think St. Joseph will find me a buyer if I ask them to?
Surely.
Mother, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today. Wrapping it up here in Louisville, this is Carol Monaco for Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media. Be sure to tune in to our next Mission Improbable podcast when we'll be up north in Boston.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, children of the heavenly King.
Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
To get my reward.